我过去也参加过很多的案牧礼。
I have attended many pastoral ordination before.
那么我们在里面呢，有对会众的这个劝勉。
And we'll have some charge to the congregations.
也有对被案例的人的劝勉。
And also the charge to the candidate of the pastor.
这个做一个 mentor charge， 这是我第一次听过。
This is the first time I heard that a charge that from the pastor mentor.
而且还是找我。
And it's me.
我一直觉得我不是很配哈。
I always think I'm not unworthy to do this.
那么，其实我也没有做什么特别的事情。
I don't think I did very much in this ordination.
就像其他的牧师在这边帮忙的，还有你在学校的老师，我想他们做的事情，我也多不了多少。
So as other compared to other pastors and the professors from the seminary, I really didn't do much.
但是我很高兴啊。
But I'm very happy.
感谢神，那么神终于给你们一位从你们自己当中出来的牧师。
I thank God that finally God has given you a pastor grow from your own church.
所以我就很大胆地接受这个邀请。
So I accepted this invitation boldly.
我也不晓得该讲什么。
I'm not sure what I should tell you.
但是最近我自己在背《哥林多后书》第四章。
But recently, I've started trying to memorize Second Corinthians chapter 4.
我自己也很受到激励。
And I was very encouraged by these passages.
而且我自己是觉得说，这一段圣经很清楚地告诉我们一个传道人要怎么样生活，要怎么样在教会里面服侍。
And I think that this passage clearly tells the, as being a pastor, how you should live your life and how you, pastor a church.
那我也常常觉得，这个所谓的 mentor 哈，是一个很个人的关系。
And I always thinking that mentor is very It's a very personal relationship.
那么我们也很难在大家面前讲什么事情。
And it's very hard to speak a lot of things publicly.
不过呢，我想我今天还是用这一段经文，对刘新弟兄跟他提出来。
But I still want to use this passage from Second Corinthians chapter 4 to remind our brother Liu.
那么，刘星，我也不晓得我跟你讲过些什么事情。
I forgot almost all the things that I've told you.
我也不记得了。不过呢，今天我要用《哥林多后书》第四章。我们先从第一节看到第六节。
So today I want to look at Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Start with that.
一直到第六节，在这里有几件事情，我希望你能够注意。
From verse 1 to verse 6, there's several things I want you to take it into your mind.
那么第一个就是他告诉我们不要上胆。
So first, that God told us that do not lose our heart.
不要灰心。
And do not being discouraged.
我们如果用我们自己的话讲，就是不要气馁。
and do not being discouraged.
要忠心。
And be faithful.
不论是逆境或者是顺境。
No matter it's a good or a bad situation.
那么我们不怕传讲基督的福音。
And we are not afraid to proclaim the gospel.
而且我们传讲的福音是全部的福音。
And we also preach the whole gospel.
不论是在哪里。
No matter where.
不论是什么时间。
No matter when.
我们都要按着神的话传讲基督和他纯正的道。
We'll preach the Lord and His words according to God's way.
这样子，当有人信主的时候。
So when people comes to the Lord,
你会很忠心地感谢神。
So you will faithfully give thanks to God.
如果有人拒绝你，
If there's any refuse you,
那你也知道，你也晓得他拒绝的不是你。
So you will know that he's not refusing you.
那么在第五节的时候，你要知道你自己是被基督耶稣呼召做他的仆人。
So in verse 5, you should know that you are called by the Lord himself as his servant.
实际上，我想他的意思是叫我们做他的奴隶。
So actually, I understand this. He called us to be his bond servant, a slave.
所以我们做什么事情都是为了这个主人。
So we do everything for the master.
都是为了基督。
For Christ.
我们做他的仆人。
Being as his servant.
所以我们也在教会里面服侍。
So we serve in the church.
所以我们也服侍众人。
And we also serve the people.
那么在第六节。
Verse 6.
他说要让基督的光从你身上发出来。
He said, let the light of Christ shine out of you.
在第六节，他说：“那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光，显在基督耶稣的面上。”
Verse 6, for God who said, "Let light in your hearts."
他在这里告诉我们，这个光是从创世以前就有的。
Here tells us this light is existing even before the foundation of the earth.
一直在照着
，and he's continuing doing this.
一直到了基督的时候，才真正的好像有一个焦点聚光出现了。
Until Christ, that focus comes out.
那我很喜欢新译本。
I like the new translation.
他说要我们把荣耀的光照出去。
Let us that shine out this glorious light.
就是使人可以认识那在基督脸上的荣光。
So that people that know have the knowledge of the light of of God in the face of Christ.
那么这是保罗，他告诉你，告诉我，我们要怎么样去传福音，我们要怎么样讲道，我们要怎么样对人，我们要怎么样看我们自己。
So this is Paul is teaching us that how we should teach God's word, proclaim His gospel, and teach people how to live and how we live.
那么第六节我们看完了之后，我们就要回到前面的第三章第十八节。
So after finishing the verse 6, that we go back to chapter 3, verse 18.
或者是说从十七节开始。
Or we should start from verse 17.
那么十七节跟十八节就告诉我们，我们一个神的仆人，或者是每一个人都是一样。那么我们应该怎么样预备我们自己
？So these two verses tells us every servant of God how we should prepare ourselves.
如果我们没有十七节跟十八节的话
，If without these two verses，
或者是说前面的第三章哈。那么我们就很难有第四章第一节到第六节的果子出来。
So without this verse 17, 18, verse in chapter 3, that there's it's very hard to bear the fruit in described in chapter 4.
因为这个第四章第一节他一开始就说所以。
Because in the first verse of chapter 4, there's a word that therefore.
所以你自己一定要注意，让那个光继续不停的，每时每刻的照在你的心里。
So you need to keep in mind that this light continually shine through your heart.
我们每一个人里面都有阴影啊。
So everyone has a shadow in their heart.
我们很多时候也不知道我们的黑影在什么地方。
Oftentimes we even don't realize where our shadows in our heart is.
我们需要这个光照我们。
We need this light to shine through these shadows.
作为一个传道人，你要真的是我念十七节十八节给你听啊。他说：“主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。”在这里，我要鼓励你，你要知道一件事情，就是你是自由的。
So, verse 17-18, now the Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we who, with unveiled faces, all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. I want to tell you, you are a man has freedom.
那么这个自由不是我们在这个世界上所讲的自由。
This is not the freedom that described in this world.
这个自由是我们在基督里面所得到的。
This is the freedom that only in Christ.
而且这个自由不是人给我们的。
It's not from man.
所以当我要你知道的就是你已经信了主了，圣灵在你的里面，那你就得这个自由。
So I want to tell you, you are a believer that you have this freedom in you.
你不能让任何的事情捆绑你。
Do not let anything that hold bondage on you.
我们有的时候做一个传道人很忙。
Sometimes being a pastor is quite busy.
我们也很担心这个工作有没有做，有没有人来，有没有人得救，这些许许多多的事情。
And we worry a lot of things that more people come or less people come, a lot of things that we worry.
但是我们一不小心的话，我们就会被这些事情所捆绑住。
If we are not careful, that we will be bounded by all these things.
我们就失去了自由。
And we will lose our freedom.
所以这是第一件，我们要怎么样预备我们自己。
So this is how we should prepare ourselves.
第二件事情就是在十八节，他告诉我们，他说我们既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光。
The second thing is that in verse 18 says that with our unveiled faces that all reflect the Lord's glory.
我们每一个人在主的前面都是敞开的。
So everyone before the Lord, we has unveiled faces.
所以你要每天花时间在主的面前敞开你自己。
So you should spend the time every day that unveil your faces before the Lord.
当你向主自己敞开的时候。
When you open yourself before the Lord,
我告诉你，你所看到的就是一个三而一的真神，他把他自己完完全全打开了。
So you will see a Trinity God that he opens himself for you.
我们虽然很多事情我们不明白。
So oftentimes that we seems lack understanding of a lot of things.
但是我们因着我们自己把我们自己向他敞开
，But because we open ourselves before the Lord，
那么你就会看见他的无限。
Then you will see the infinity of God。
你会被他所吸引。
Then you will be drawn near to God。
然后他下面又告诉我们，他说就好像从镜子里面反照一样。
And here it also says that just like we're reflected in the mirror.
变成主的形状。
will be transformed into the likeness of our Lord.
荣上加荣。
With ever increasing glory.
所以你自己每天要在神面前把你自己打开。
So every day you should open yourself before the Lord.
其实任何时间都应该把你自己向他打开。
I should say that any time that you should open yourself before the Lord.
借着读他的话。
Through reading His words.
借着背他的话。
Through meditate on His words.
借着背他的话，记住。
Memorize His words.
借着思想他的话。
And through pondering on His words.
你能够面对他。
So that you can come to face with Him.
除了这些之外
，other than this，
你要顺服他
，and you should obey the Lord。
还有一个就是祷告
，and also pray。
我知道你很喜欢祷告
，I know you like praying。
你不知道你们的牧师，他不但喜欢祷告，而且他喜欢到 closet 里面去祷告。
You know your pastor not only likes pray and he likes to go to the closet to pray。
所以你要怎么样把你自己向神打开
？So how you should open yourself to the Lord？
你要勤读神的话。
You study His, read His word diligently。
你要记神的话。
Memorize His words。
一段一段的记，一本书一本书的记。
Passage by passage and book by book。
而且你要默想神的话。
And meditate on His words。
就是你要昼夜思想。
And think about God's words day and night.
最后你要顺服。
And be submissive to His words.
不要忘记祷告。
Don't forget to pray.
那么你就会变成了像一个镜子一样。
You will become like a mirror.
不像摩西啊，摩西看了神之后出来，他脸上开始发光，但是他没有办法，所以他就用一个布把它遮住。
Not like Moses, after he see God, that his face shines, that he has to use a veil to cover his face.
但是我们现在不一样了。
But we are not like that now.
当你越花时间，越把你自己打开，面对主耶稣的时候。
When you spend more time to open yourself and spend time with the Lord.
你就会好像一面镜子一样，把主的荣光。反照出去。
You are like a mirror that will shine the light of the Lord.
他在这里告诉我们说，荣上加荣。
And here the passage says that with ever increasing glory.
就是你要不断的，一直不停的，让它越来越多。
So this is a continuous increasing that more and more.
当你每天这样子做的时候。
When you do this day by day,
最好是在早上。
Better in the morning,
因为没有其他的事情缠扰你。
Because there's nothing else that entangles you.
如果你每天都这样子做，
If you do this every day,
我告诉你，第四章第一节到第六节那边所说的，你就会做得到的。
Then you will bear the fruit from chapter 4, verse 1 to 6.
人家常常告诉我们传道人
Oftentimes people tell our pastors
我们在人面前讲出来的东西
The things that we speak in front of people
完完全全跟我们在单独跟主耶稣见面的时候我们所花的时间必须要成着正比
So should be accordingly that the same amount of time that we spend before the Lord personally, privately
这就是我要给你的勉励。
This is the words I want to give you.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.